Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Camber Campbell.
Hey Nelson, what's going on?
Not much. Just
I think we get worse at this show earlier the further that we go.
Yeah.
Episode one we made it through like 30 to 40 minutes before we messed up. Now it's like second sentence.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Anyway, what have you been up to this week, Camber?
Look, Nelson, I'm going to level with you. I've had an astonishingly boring and average week. Though I have now started something that I'm not sure whether I'll continue, which is I thought, hey, I'll walk to work.
Yeah.
Because that's going to get all my, I've got like little goals set on my watch. Like
on your fancy watch.
And just by walking to and from work, it hits them.
Oh.
So this morning I got up extra early, had my breakfast, and I walked to work. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I got there, my leg completely cramped up. And for the rest of the day, I was like hobbling about the office because obviously I hadn't done a walk or that. I think it's like 5.3K or something.
Yeah.
It's not even that far.
Yeah.
It's pretty decent. It's like long enough that if
and
you haven't.
And it's very hilly.
It is very hilly. It's long enough that if you haven't really done a lot of walking for a while, it probably would shock your body a bit. So in the whole way home, I like hobbled home. But also I'd been wearing like work shorts all day, so my feet were really sore. Anyway, I'm just going to drive tomorrow, I think.
Well, you know what I think?
Yeah.
I think that's God telling you to not ever exercise again.
I think it is.
And just stay at home, eat chocolate. Don't go to work, if anything.
Well,
I think that's also a bit. You know what? Tomorrow, don't go to work, but walk 5 kilometers, see how you feel. And if you feel fine, then it's work.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
Really, you shouldn't be going to.
And this is why I come to you with my advice, Nelson.
I know. I'm an old, wise guy at heart.
Coming from a guy that was unemployed for quite a while.
Yeah.
You would know the benefits of not going to work.
Exactly.
Every different one of them that you could imagine, you would have discovered, I imagine.
Exactly. In fact, I got wiser during that period of time. So much so that I can then dole out my wisdom to other people such as you or the listeners.
Since I have a lack of what I did this week, I thought I might be a bit... I'll change it up a little bit, and I'm going to start the show with a recommendation.
Oh.
Official Reddit on Reddit recommendation.
Okay.
And knowing that you haven't listened to the thing I'm going to recommend, you are also about to recommend it because it's a Reddit on Reddit recommendation.
Oh, okay.
It's a song I've been listening to over and over again, and this isn't even a joke. I've just been listening to it a lot, and I want to tell people about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song called Laika, and I've been listening to it like on repeat on my phone, which is weird because Laika is the first dog that ever went into space.
Okay.
Up in space. And it's a song about that. You think that would be kind of funny?
I thought it was going to be a song from the dog.
No, yeah.
Disappointing.
No, it's actually a really like beautiful, lovely song about this poor little dog that got shot into space.
Ah.
So it's by a guy called Will Wagner, who is in a band called the Smith Street Band.
Yep.
But he released an album of like solo acoustic things, and he has a song called Laika.
Yeah.
I reckon I've listened to it at least 20 times this week. I love it.
Okay. All right.
So officially recommended by you, Nelson.
No, not me. Hey, just with that story about the dog, he comes back and he's okay, right?
Yes, yeah. That's what the song's about. Yeah.
Cool, everything, he got back
and everything was fine, and everyone gave her a bit of a pat and said, you're a good girl.
Okay, good. Ah, phew. Yeah, I'll definitely listen to that song now, for sure. Well, Camber.
Yes.
You might think to ask me what I did this week.
I can think about it.
Yeah. But don't,
okay.
Because I'm going to go straight into Reddit on Reddit. Or am I? Or are the two combined? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. This Reddit on Reddit is by...
Don't enjoy this.
Banana _ Crunch.
Okay.
And just, this guy's a great guy, just by the way.
Yeah.
The post said, in Australia, oh hey, that's where we're from.
That's true.
We've got a whole cinema for 10 hours... dedicated to TI7 finals, which is the Dota 2 grand finals.
Right.
Wow, isn't that... I know you're not a Dota fan,
that's
Camber.
True. Let's move on.
But, God, doesn't that sound like such a genius idea? Like, who would think about doing that? Or not necessarily think about doing it, but maybe somebody else thought about doing it.
Right.
And then when they stopped, another person came in and started doing it. That's the real genius. Right, that second person.
Yeah. Is this a really long-winded, ego-stroking way of saying that you mentioned on Reddit?
What? No, what? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yes, of course. You held a... You organized an event in a cinema in which you screened the entire... The International, was it?
Yeah, it's called the International, TI7.
Yep.
It's the biggest Dota 2 tournament every year. They put it on the World Championships, if you will. For those who don't know Dota, which is probably most of you, you might have heard it because every year, I reckon, it pops up in little places of... they talk about the prize pool. The prize pool is always huge. It's crowdfunded. Uh-huh. This year, it was 24.5 million dollar prize pool.
That's Reddit on Reddit money.
That is that's what we make daily with all the crowdfunding we get. But it's a huge tournament, and so the winners actually walked away with $10.8 million as a team. There's five of them, so over $2 million each. There might be, I think they pay obviously some of the coaches and but you know, it's pretty much definitely millionaires overnight.
And you can tell that they've got the money, right? Because the only clip I saw of this is something you showed me, which is their celebration afterwards. Maybe we'll even link this video.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. It's actually ridiculous.
Obviously, the standard when you win a big prize like this is you get a bottle of champagne, some expensive champagne like Verve, I think it was.
Yeah.
And you shake it up and you pop the cork out, you spray it everywhere.
Yeah.
Imagine.
All over your teammates and stuff.
How long had this tournament
It's like
got
a motorbike thing.
10
to
hours,
do.
Was it?
How long was
the tournament? About 10 hours?
That was the last day. So the tournament goes over a week.
Okay, right. So imagine people that have been playing a video game for a week. Have just won.
Yeah.
Imagine them trying to open a bottle of Verve and spray it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's worse than you think it is.
It's so... Basically, the thing is, look, I love Dota and the people in it, but the players are just... They're nerds.
Yes,
like, that's what it is. You know, I play Dota. I'm a nerd, right? But they... And so, they're just not like... used to, I guess, some of these normal social things that people do. And they didn't really know what to do at first, even when they got into the room.
It goes for about 2 minutes, this video. A lot of it is them unwinding the wire to get the cork out.
Yeah.
And one of them is kind of cowering in the corner because he doesn't want the loud pop to go off and get sprayed.
Or get hit with a cork, I think,
and
maybe.
He's like guarding himself with a shield.
With the shield is the trophy that they win. It was so ridiculous.
My favorite bit. Is after fidgeting around and this guy going, oh, I don't want to get wet and everything. The guy finally opens it and it just goes, bloop.
Because he shook it too much first and then opened it and
so
then it just
so,
like.
It's so underwhelming. After all this, it just kind of trickles out the top and they all go, eh.
And one of the guys I learned afterwards is, I can't remember what faith he is.
Right.
But he can't drink any alcohol. And so he didn't even want to touch the bottle. One of the guys, he just doesn't touch the bottle. They try spraying it on him. He's like, no, don't. It was just the worst thing in the world. Anyway, we have to link a video. Remind me to do that, Cambo.
Yeah, I will.
Because it's so
Tell
funny.
What, we'll link the video.
Yeah.
And then we'll also link the song that I recommended. You can indulge in all of the things that we've enjoyed this week.
Exactly.
You can pretend to be us.
All our recommendations.
Our miserable, miserable lives can be yours for minutes on end.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm famous on Reddit, is what I'm saying.
That's true,
because I hosted this event, and it was actually really good. It was really fun to watch with a room full of people.
Of course, this is the long list of times that we've been mentioned on Reddit, Nelson. Because if you remember, we were mentioned one other time in some exclusive group that we can't see.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That's right. That's where we got all our listeners
Someone had mentioned us apparently in some, it was the 500 group or something?
I don't know.
We're real famous.
Anyway. All right, Kevin, let's actually get into Reddit on Reddit though. So this first one is by Mitful. Mm-hmm. Now, it's in the subreddit, Today I Fucked Up.
Right, of course. Now, famous, this segment, I would say, on this show. And in fact, the last time we had a Today I Fucked Up was last week. And I've got more feedback through people I know that listen to the show about that episode than I ever have. And in fact, a lot of our correspondents also mentioned.
Yeah.
So it's quite a rabbit hole. So if this is your first episode, feel free to go back.
Get back.
And go down that weird rabbit hole with us. But, okay, today I fucked up.
Yeah. So this person says, today I fucked up by accidentally emailing everybody in my department a chapter of my pornographic Harry Potter fan fiction. Now, okay, I actually clicked on this because I was like, I need to know what happened, to what extent.
This sounds like one of those kind of marketing gimmicks where they give you the, you know, sometimes when you read a book, they give you the first chapter of a different book at the back, so you wanna learn more.
Oh, okay.
I reckon he deliberately did this.
Okay, yeah. Trying to get more people to... that's smart.
Because you're like, oh, like you said another one, oh, don't read, do not read what I just sent you.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to read.
Oh.
More of that sweet, sweet muggle on wizard... action.
This is Muggle on Wizard. That's got to be the worst style of fan fiction porn in Harry Potter. As if you're not going wizard on wizard.
Should we preface this by saying to any Harry Potter fans out there, we don't really know much about Harry Potter, so apologies in advance if we get everything wrong.
I do. Okay. I know everything about Harry Potter.
Fair enough. I'll lean on you.
Okay. So,
take me into this. What did you read?
So I didn't read his pornographic Harry Potter fan fiction.
We'll link it.
But if we find it, I'll link it. No, I just read his explanation of what happened. This happened 2 hours ago. I was emailing a .txt containing the latest installment of my fan fiction to myself because I'd written it on my laptop and I wanted to edit it on my desktop. But I typed in my work email by accident. It's extremely similar to my personal email, but my work email automatically forwards every incoming message to everyone in my department. Didn't even think about it. I've never actually gotten physically sick because of a mistake before. The panic has died down a little. I've begun to accept that this is my life now. It's not even tame porn, guys. I'm going to resign tomorrow, early in the morning, by means of a letter. Leave my keys to the building in the envelope. And go back to get a different degree. I've been thinking about doing it for a while. Guess I don't really have a choice now.
You know what would be great if he delivered his letter with an owl? I'm like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. Actually.
Yeah.
Because in that book, that guy fucked that owl.
But the segment that he did. But then that's gross though. Because then you're thinking about the owl that's had sex with that's also delivered the mail. I don't know, Cambo. I was wondering what Harry Potter porn really would be like. Right. I'm kind of intrigued.
Well, in fact, this is a weird, like, talking about fan fiction porn. There's somebody that I know. You don't know who this person is. But okay. She has drunkenly admitted to me that a couple years ago she submitted a fan fiction porno.
Oh.
To a popular fan fiction website that was Pitch Perfect themed.
What?
Yeah, but and she said it kind of went a little bit viral on this site. It has like hundreds of thousands of people have like read it and stuff like that. And it is my life's mission to find this.
Okay.
And send it to her.
If
one
you've
day.
Read it, then write into us.
Yeah, if you've
Link
read
it.
An incredible Pitch Perfect fan fiction erotica.
What?
Send it in to Reddit podcast@gmail.com because it may be the person that I know. I'm assuming they had a pen name though. Either
yeah,
way,
it probably would have been.
That's my life mission: find weird fan porn.
But that is so, like, what? Okay, I actually love the idea of Pitch Perfect specifically,
and I'm
because
fairly certain this person doesn't.
There would be some really cool songs. That you could pull out, I reckon, during, you know, doing some a cappella while getting banged.
what was
did
your
she say how long
acapella?
It was?
No, she didn't give me like a word count or anything. But judging by, I went on a couple of fanfiction websites to try and find this thing.
Okay.
And they are like, you know, thousands and thousands of words along a lot of these stories. I'm assuming it's somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
I know it has chapters.
It has what? Chapters. Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Okay. Because, see, I like the idea as well of Harry Potter fan fiction because we're restricted in our regular porn by not magic.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be pretty funny if you had Harry Potter just being like, extendo, retractor, extendo, retractor. I don't know. Could be That's interesting. True. There would be, That's all I'm saying.
There'd be no excuse for underperformance, would there?
Yeah.
You know, the classic is, like, it happens to a lot of guys. You could be like, it literally doesn't.
Yeah.
There's spells and stuff. Like, there's potions. Love exactly. potions.
Unless you're Neville. Am I right, guys? Hey. Am I right, Harry Potter guys?
I assume so.
He'd probably turn it into a frog or something.
Is Neville the
guy? That would be an interesting porn scene.
I think I know this. Is Neville, the guy that played Neville, is he the guy that got super handsome?
Yeah, I think it was Neville. Yeah.
Oh, that guy really showed off, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He.
Too bad he's bad at sex.
Yeah, because he's got a frog for a penis.
That's right. He's got a long bottom.
Okay. Ah, see what happened there? Have you ever sent an email and not intended it for the recipient that got it?
Almost very recently, actually. It wasn't anything too. It was a lot of my personal information because we were applying for a place together.
Okay.
I almost sent it to a different Michael, which would have been very confusing.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know how things autocomplete? I don't know why this Michael
was
came
higher
up before me.
Than your own one?
But I almost sent like all of my like bank account details, driver's license. He could have just stolen
it. He would have been like, oh my God, yeah. This is awesome. I don't think I've done this myself. But I've received an email.
Okay, right.
That wasn't intended for me. That was about me.
Ooh.
Which
was it like a consciousness talking about Nelson, sent it to Nelson? Oh shit! That kind of thing.
Yeah, it must have been what he did. Because so this guy was sort of probably one of my best friends at the time. Sort of. We'd probably start to like grow apart a little bit, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't like you having other best friends, by the way. We'll have to talk about that later.
Don't worry, he's not anymore. So.
Okay, right. Thank God.
But who says I'm your best friend? I got no one else. Oh yeah, that's right. So what happened was I got invited to a party with all his friends.
Right.
And he I got along really well with them at this party. This was like an underage party as well.
Right.
And ended up hooking up with a girl, remember? As I do.
Mentioned on Reddit and hooked up with a girl in the same 10-year span, Nelson.
Not too shabby. Actually, it's probably longer than 10. Like, if I might have been 16. Yeah, that's right. That's It's a pretty good strike rate, if
now,
you ask me.
You've hooked up with upwards of two.
Yeah, exactly. Three.
Don't brag.
So, anyway, I had a really good time with these friends. It was really fun.
Right.
And then I get a call from the girl that I had hooked up with.
Of course.
Or a message, actually.
Right.
And she was like, hey, I can't believe you said what you did about your friend. You're such a jerk and right. blah, blah. And I was like, what? This is so confusing. Like, I said nothing bad about my friend. There was nothing to it. So, and then at the same time, not long afterwards, I got this email from him.
Uh-huh.
And the email was directed at his friend, Carmen, who was, I shouldn't be using names.
Stephanie.
Starman.
Okay, yeah. Starman. Yeah, come on.
And it was like, I've been jealous of Nelson my whole life growing up.
Right.
Because he was always hooking up with girls. No, not really. But he was always the more out there one, you know, like a bit more confident, I guess you could say. Yeah. A bit more just like friendly and crazy, and I'd just do fun stuff, I guess. And he, because he made these group of friends independently, I think he regretted the fact that I had then come in and made friends with them.
Right.
So he's never admitted this to me, right? But I've just pieced together the pieces from the email that he sent, just saying that he was jealous of me, and that there was a story made up that I said something about him, that he regretted the decision and wanted to distance himself. And I think he kind of screwed himself over and he realized he didn't mean for it to sort of blow up in the way that it did. And he also didn't mean to send me that email right. and stuff. So it was, it was pretty awkward. And then so I emailed him back afterwards. I was like, oh, you shouldn't be like jealous of me. Or are you like?
I know I hook up with so many women, but you know.
Yeah. This is a really shortened version of that story, by the way, because I feel like I could expand this for a longer period of time. But it was, it was a pretty weird period of time. And then, actually, what happened was one of his group of friends, years afterwards, right. started working at the cinema with us. Yeah. And she also thought I was an asshole because he said that I said something about him that I have no idea. And I found out that what he said I told them was that I didn't like them or him because they were too loud.
Right.
Which just seems like a really weird thing. Because I was like, no, that was really cool that they were like that.
Yeah, it's kind of what you liked about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And anyway, so then... And then this girl was like, yeah, when I first met you, I hated you. Right. But then I realized, actually, you're just a nice person. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
That girl does have some opinions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What I want to know is, have you ever sent, like, a really personal email? It seems to be, like, a really weird thing to do.
Mm.
I would never send, like, a really...
We were quite younger, personal though.
...thing. And even then, I think it would be, like, when we were growing up... The place that I poured my heart out was MSN Messenger.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems weird. Like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do it. But to me, to really, like, pour your heart out in an email seems kind of weird.
Yeah. But I'm guessing then
you probably... I mean, fan fiction probably, porn is fine.
Yeah.
Send that in all the emails you want.
I'm guessing, though, that you also probably didn't write many letters then.
No.
Yeah.
I was very repressed.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because I used to write letters to people. I feel like when I was younger...
You were writing letters? Who were you writing letters to?
Yeah. Just like...
To your loves off the wall?
My probably...
My dearest.
And just like good friends at the time and stuff. You would just write letters. No, I didn't... It wasn't abnormal as well. That was I wasn't like the only one doing like, oh, bloody Nelson's given us a novel letter.
Nah, so I grew up on put it in the
trash
street.
With the rest.
I grew up on a weird dirt road where we had gangs of dogs that wandered around.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy Michael lived down the road just to throw axes at a tree.
Well, you didn't
so there's
have...
there's no need
I
for
mean,
letters.
You didn't have the internet back then anyway, so there's no email as
Tie
well.
A message to a dog and send it up the road.
Yeah, that was MSN.
Yeah.
That's the name of the dog. It was MSN. Yeah. Anyway, so
that's weird. I know that I'm the weird one, but I never sent any letters when I was young.
Yeah, yeah. You're not a bloody weird one.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, Cambo. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Shall we? Let's move on. Let's move into Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This Today I Learned is by Cows Are Everywhere. You know what? That's just a fact.
They're not wrong, yeah.
Cows are everywhere.
Someone in this room over there.
Yep. Very cool. Old cowie. Anyway, Cows Are Everywhere says, Today I Learned, Americans spend more money on lotteries than on movies, video games, books, music, and sports tickets combined.
Mm. It's
that is mental.
Yeah, the lottery's real big in America. Australia's not actually that far behind.
Really? Surely it couldn't be.
I mean, America is the giant in it, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, it's almost like chiseled into the American dream almost. Like, it's one of those, you know, win the lottery, we're the best, we're going to win everything.
I was going to say that, I feel like, because, I mean, I don't know whether... I'm probably a bad one to judge this, and I don't know really what the American dream is, other than from what I've gathered over the years,
right.
What the sort of metaphorical American dream is, is just to be super fucking rich.
It's not so much to be super rich, but it's to make it on your own. You don't need no one, so you're independent and you're free. And, you know, that's the American dream. So winning the lottery
that's
is kind of
why,
a cheat to the American dream.
Well, that's what I kind of mean, though, I think. Yeah. Because I think I can understand that that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that's why I say to me now,
yeah, yeah.
That's what I attribute the American dream to. It's actually not really anything other than attaining wealth,
right.
Even though initially it was probably more like, yeah, I'm going to work hard for my money and do it, you know, do it right.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, originally it was like, I'll be beholden to no one.
Yeah.
I'm my own man and I've got my own stuff and you can't get me for anything and I, you know.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, it's kind of like...
And I'll kick out Native Indians and all that sort of stuff.
I mean, our country can't really talk too much about that.
Yeah. Well, the very next point I was going to make is, we do say American dream, but I feel like it's, you know, something that's been adopted, at least definitely in Australia as well. Literally, I think you could say to somebody that, you know, you're living the American dream as an Australian because it's just metaphorical thing. But again, I think it's just been misconstrued to be about wealth more so than anything else.
Yeah, of course.
And that's probably why people are buying so many lottery tickets. But I mean, haven't they? Do you reckon they know the statistics?
Well, in fact, there's a really great, like, comprehensive segment on Last Week Tonight about the lottery.
Oh.
And at the end of it, they do what they call the realistic lottery.
Oh.
In fact, I won't spoil it for you. Look it up on YouTube. It's quite long because I don't want to go on about it.
Okay.
But the idea, it's astronomical. But a lot of the time, it actually ruins people's lives winning the lottery.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot before.
Yeah.
If
you give someone that hasn't had that kind of astronomical wealth, that astronomical wealth all of a sudden, and they haven't prepared for it, and they haven't acclimatized to it, a lot of them just blow it or spend it or end up getting taxed a lot of money. And, you know, a lot of them just, their lives aren't, you know, what they were dreaming of.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes a lot of people depressed as well.
I actually heard, I could imagine, which is weird because money is meant to buy happiness. I don't know what these people are. They're not buying happiness.
Yeah, that's their problem. They're buying jet skis.
Buy
some happiness.
Buy some happiness. And what I mean by that is drugs.
Mm.
Lots of drugs
LSD.
That make you feel happy.
Have you ever seen someone have a bad time on LSD?
Never. Maybe. I mean, not that I've seen, but I can imagine that's probably a thing. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I knew somebody, sort of. No, it was like pretty distant relation. It was like my sister's boyfriend's family's friend, pretty distant.
So that's pretty
distant
close.
Enough that if we were to do a heist, they would never trace it back to us, Cambo.
Go on.
You've
got my attention.
So I don't know his name, but I know he's in the UK somewhere.
Right.
So that's all I've got right now.
You can draw a plan from that.
Yeah.
Just go to the UK and start looking.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like winning the lottery. He was saying anyway that having all this wealth.
So he's a wealthy man.
He won the lottery. So
I forgot
to mention.
The
point of this is that he won the lottery.
Right. Let's call him for this sake Lottery McGee.
Lottery McGee. And he said the biggest sort of problem that he came across was security. I'm not sure if in the UK they have a thing where, you know, because I think there's laws like in Australia that you can't be named as winning the lottery.
That's true. Yeah.
I think there's like a privacy law, but I don't know if it's the same in the UK.
Right.
So he said he spent a lot of money on security, like actual bodyguards and things like that. A lot of his lottery winnings just went to paying for the security of his family and his like wealth as well, because it just sort of drew that much attention towards him. I thought that was an interesting thing that you don't think about, because you probably
need to announce, isn't it? You know, like the comment team and go, "No, it's a lot of money. This man,
Just
picture him outside his house." Well, like, why would you? Yeah, why would you publish that information?
Well, I think the thing is that it'd be the lottery companies saying, "This guy won money. Look, you can too. He's a real person." I think it's just totally a marketing. It's genius because
not for him.
But for the millions of other people, you know, because you can't really you can't associate with the winners in Australia, say, because you don't know anyone that has, and it feels all that much harder to actually attain winning the lottery. But if you knew the person, then you might be like, oh my God, he's just down the street from me.
And obviously, I think you'd agree with me that you would, if you won the lottery, you'd probably keep it pretty quiet. You know?
Oh, yeah. I think I would.
I'll say this to listeners. If one day our audio quality just gets a whole lot better, I don't know. Maybe we've won. I don't know.
Maybe we've won. But probably not, because I think you have to buy lottery tickets. That's the problem.
Oh, that's how it works. No wonder I never win.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I buy one, I'll
win. Always look at the numbers every time. Like, oh, I didn't win this one either. Bugger. Yeah, I don't know. I'd really like to win the lottery, though. But yeah. I think that, okay, I know everybody would say this. I know absolutely everybody would say this. But I would, at least in the beginning, try to just live my nightlife normally and just probably not go to work. But then I think there would be little things like right now I can think of. I have a good computer. It's fine. But I could have a better computer. And I think it would just be little things like that. Like, oh, I'm only just like upgrading, you know, the graphics card or something. It's not that big a deal. And then I'd just do like 10,000 more things like that.
It'd be hard, wouldn't it? Because you'd never be finished, would you?
Yeah.
Because we're finished because we've run out of money. Yeah. That's how we know that we're finished.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that away. We'll never finish.
Yeah. No, you know what I'd really do, Kimber?
What's that?
I would donate it to charity because I'm a guy that's loving like that.
That's true because statistically we'll never win. We can say this stuff, can't we? Yeah, I'd donate it all.
And verbal contract right now.
Yeah.
I'm definitely deleting this episode if we win the lottery.
If we do win and you bring it up, we'll pay you $10,000 to not bring this up to anyone.
God, lucky we're not a famous podcast. I know, right?
Yeah.
We still might have some money left over by the end of it.
They're clearing $6,000 each.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take it. All right. This next day I learned is by PM Me Your Hand Bras.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Hand, I believe it's when a lady
it's when you put... Yeah. Oh, well, maybe we should explain what you did, because I watched you do it.
We both just mind. I believe it's when a lady will cup their breast with their hands as if, you know like a bra.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
That's so funny.
I'll Google it. Hand bra. It's got some Harry Potter fans.
Type in Harry Potter hand bra. Okay. See what comes up there.
Harry Potter hand bra. I love that, like, normally you can... Oh, there's Harry Potter bras, but that's not what I want.
That's boring.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Plus, you know, the listeners couldn't see it.
Yeah. So, it'd be like, oh, that one's cool. Oh, I like what they did there.
Oh, there's a bra that's actually molded like a hand. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty
anyway,
cool.
PM me. Anyway. PM that guy. If you listen to this show and you have a hand bra, PM this guy your hand bra.
Yes. All right. Today I learned. In the 18th century England, it was fashionable for wealthy estate owners to hire people to dress as druids, never wash themselves, grow their hair and nails as long as possible, and live in their gardens as ornamental hermits.
Hmm. So you're saying we could have got some pretty sweet gigs?
Pretty sweet gigs, Cambo.
Because can you imagine? Like, we could double, because we could be hermits. We could be hermits.
Easy.
But also, on every Monday night, a bit of light entertainment. Just go through the town scrolls, and like, it's like Reddit on Scrolly.
Those girls, but we're just in somebody's garden.
Yeah, but the other
there would be
the
nothing in the garden.
Oh, the family that we hermit for.
I don't know. Oh, wait. So, how many hermits are you imagining are in this 18th century garden?
Five or six.
Okay, so we just have.
It's not the biggest show we've ever done. Obviously, saying you get the family out. That's three or four more people. You know, four or five more hermits, and then we just perform Reddit on scrolls.
Okay. But presumably every hermit there has contributed to the week of Skrulls.
Right, yeah.
There. And they'll be like, oh,
look,
the 18th century fountain,
what do you want from me, Nelson?
The fountain stopped working. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. I saw that the fountain stopped working. Wait, in the 18th century? I don't know.
I don't see the problem.
Yeah, okay.
It's a solid idea.
I do think, okay, Camber, let's say, for example, I won the lottery.
Yeah.
And I said to you, hey, want to be my ornamental hermit?
Right, okay.
How much money would I need to pay?
Just a livable wage, really.
Okay.
Like, as long as I could live.
But then, okay.
Because that's the thing. Like, all I do is live in your garden.
Yeah.
And, but then, that's fine. But then, like, I don't mind doing it, Nelson.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to struggle either, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's
I finish my shift being a hermit and then have to go and work.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And you don't want but that that's either. That's pretty cheap. Because I'm thinking, though, if you're in my garden, like, right. You've got no access to TV.
I mean, come on.
Or the internet.
Am I a modern day hermit or am I the 18th century hermit?
Well, look, we're in the modern day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want you to act as if you're an 18th century.
Goes up
yeah, I know.
Okay. Because I'm just expecting to be like a layabout in your garden. Like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I can laze in a garden, Nelson.
I don't want you to just be like a burden. Like, oh, God.
Do I have to speak to
Cambo's
you?
Wandering around
do I
again.
Have to speak to you as if I was from the 18th century. Like, good day, my lord, you know.
Not bad. I mean, I would kind of prefer if you,
didn't speak to you.
Didn't speak right, to me. Okay. Like, almost fearful for all me right. A little bit. Like, man. Like you'd never really seen human life before.
Okay, yeah.
That's the angle that I'd like you to...
Look, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, start practicing.
Okay, right.
Because I'm going to start buying lottery tickets.
Would we still do this show? Like, do I get a pass for an hour a week while we record this? Then we stop recording, like, get in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of here. Pretty much. Almost instantly. And it's like your salvation for the week. You're just, like, right. Counting down the hours till we do another podcast just so you can, like, sit inside and have the AC on.
Yeah, I'll do it. I haven't got much going on.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
I could have even less going on for you.
Listeners, how much would you do it for?
Yeah, that's true. How much would you be Nelson's hermit
for? Camber, I think he's getting a bit pricey, so I'm looking for somebody a little bit cheaper. Yeah, you could get in, if you're a nature person, get in touch with nature.
That's true.
Anyway, it's just an idea. Well, I have another one, Camber. Yeah, okay, I'll quickly do this other one.
Look, this show is
I probably shouldn't,
structured.
But whatever. Okay, this is by... Oh, no, Mum Went Wild.
Okay.
I love that name.
She should pee in that guy her hand bras.
Yeah, that's right. His mum. What? Yeah, that's awesome. Anyway, I just like the idea. Like, oh, hey, Mum. Some guys mentioned me on a podcast. Anyway, they said that you should send a hand bra to this guy.
She's just there going, woo! Like, oh, Mum, stop being so wild.
Okay.
Cows are everywhere.
Anyway, today I learned that an Amsterdam anti-litter campaign hired alcoholics to pick up trash and pay them in beer. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But,
did it work?
Well, yeah. I actually started reading this article.
Because it is ridiculous, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, that might
well, I guess they'd pick up trash, yeah.
it's like morally wrong, but economically it makes sense.
Well, yeah, I know. That's, I don't know. It just seems so ridiculous because the idea is they were like, oh, well, normally these alcoholics or, you know, some homeless or whatever don't have a job. And they weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So they literally just thought, well, why don't we get them to do something, actually contribute to society, but still give them alcohol? Like, couldn't you at least try and be like, okay, we'll get them to do this and then have a program that, like, weans them off right. alcohol at the same time. Like, we'll buy you alcohol for as long as you want it, but during that, we'll also, like, you know, half an hour session every couple of days, you do a Alcoholics Anonymous thing.
Yeah, but then you probably wouldn't get as efficient workers because then they're all depressed about their situation.
I don't know, but I think, like, if you were a dedicated alcoholic, you're like, right. I just have to sit through these things every now and again,
you
and I get free beer. Booze,
yeah. Well, I'm thinking, like, obviously... What's the first thing we do in any situation? We try and scam it, right?
Obviously.
So if we were homeless together, right? Mm-hmm. Living in someone's garden or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I could just
and not getting paid a week.
Nelson, go make a big fucking mess. Yeah. I'll go clean up tomorrow. We've got so much beer.
I know.
Just cycle through.
I was thinking about that.
I'll just clean up your mess, you clean up my mess. Beer for days.
I was thinking, yeah, you kind of just... like, as you're drinking beer, you just drop a can, yeah. Pick it up again.
Yeah.
That's like...
It's almost like a money tree. Can, isn't
That's
it?
What that is. That's a money tree.
Throw a can away, you get a new one. Straight there.
Yeah, I wonder if they have a quota as well. But see, isn't that so... Because they probably do, right? You can't just be like, okay, we're going to give you beer, and you've only picked up three pieces of trash. Yeah. That's not worth it.
Or do you think if homeless people kept coming with bags full of beer cans, they're like, well, this is new.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean, because you'd have to have a quota. You'd be like, okay, we give you a slab of beer or
right,
something,
yeah.
But then if you only come back with 24 cans, then that's, not good.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's why it's so sort of messed up, because it's like you're encouraging them to, just drink more in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just so stupid. It's like, and then couldn't it be abused if there's people that are like on the border of becoming alcoholics?
Yeah.
And they're maybe starting to lose money because they're like, oh God, I don't, lost a job maybe or something, or on the brink.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I need to save as much money as I can.
Yeah.
I'll do this thing where I pick up trash and get free alcohol. But then if you're on the border of it, I feel like then when getting free alcohol is worse and more likely to make you even more alcoholic. I don't know. It's just a ridiculous system.
Do they still do this?
I don't know.
I do not know how I feel about it.
It's interesting.
That's my final statement, is I am dubious.
Yeah. Try it with heroin addicts. That's what I reckon.
They're
way lovelier people.
They'll do way more for heroin,
and for way less heroin.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like
they'll clean up a whole city.
Yeah,
smack of heroin,
and for just like one bit of
one measly bit of heroin. Government, that's all it takes.
1 millimeter of heroin. How do you measure heroin? I don't know.
it's just one heroin.
One heroin. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I reckon change it up. Do it for everything. You would have the cleanest city. Anyway, okay. That's ridiculous. Okay, Canberra. Well then, let's move into shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. Shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Smokey McTokerson. Well, this guy would clean up for something, if you know what I mean. Think about how lucky we are. Blinking doesn't make a noise.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be so annoying?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. What would be the worst noise?
Like the sound of it.
Yeah.
I think it would be, well, because it got me thinking about sounds that I just dislike hearing anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, a common one is people chewing.
Yeah.
Right?
Like fingers on a chalkboard.
Yeah, something like that. But I imagine it, if blinking did make a sound,
right,
it would be more of that chewing sort of thing.
Yeah, it would look like a smacking.
More of
lips.
A smacking, like, yeah, like a...
Yeah. You didn't have to do it, but okay.
I just wanted
I'm
to...
I'm going to throw a weird one out there.
Yes?
What if every time you blinked, you screamed?
Yeah. Sorry, I had something in my eye.
Yeah, you'd really know if someone had something in their eye, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right.
We know when people don't believe something, they blink really rapidly.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
And then if you screamed, you also farted. The body was connected in a really weird way.
Yeah, it's like weirdly tuned. Yeah.
Are there other noises aside from people eating that annoy you?
A lot of scratching noises.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that sends that shiver down your spine kind of noise, you know?
I'm going to...
Things scraping on metal.
Chalkboard, stuff like that. It's pretty standard.
It is, yeah.
I was thinking only sort of in certain circumstances, more like when you're trying to concentrate. Mm-hmm. I used to hate in the office somebody clicking a pen a lot.
Right.
Also pretty common, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Or just the squeaking of a chair.
Okay.
You know,
so you just hate general office noise.
Just sort of, yeah, I reckon. But
well, we have a guy where I sit, and every now and then he goes through a lot of vouchers.
Yeah.
And he stamps them. Okay. So for I'd say like 10 minutes kind of intervals, you hear dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And everyone just kind of slowly like raises their eyes up and, and then back down to their computer. Because he's blissfully unaware. He's like, stamping these things.
Yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah. It is annoying. Yeah.
Mm. What other bodily function do you think would be annoying if we heard it?
I mean, they're in bodies, but kids. Just, man, just kids. Oh, tell you what.
Kids do make noise. You hate kids? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
They annoy me, yeah. The noise of them annoys me.
Okay.
Anywhere that isn't me going to see a kid, like if I ever had a nephew or anything like that, if I'm going to see a kid is fine. Anywhere that I haven't gone to see a kid, yeah. I want to hear one.
And a kid is there.
And a kid is there. Oh, my God, it's the worst. If I'm in a shop and there's a kid there for some dumb reason. Oh.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm trying to buy my Star Wars toys in peace. Can you get out of this toy store?
Come back when you have disposable income.
Exactly. Mooching off your parents, you bloody punk. That made me think, like, what if you could hear babies in the womb? That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Just like moving around a little bit. Yeah, that's kind of gross.
It'd be like very like placentary, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's that show devolved into?
I don't know.
Miles away, we're talking about all kinds of bodily functions in coconuts and out.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't enjoy it, but it's where we naturally are going to lead, isn't it?
Exactly. All right, I have another cambo.
Okay.
I just said I have another cambo.
Wow, what?
I have another one. You signed that contract, Nelson. Oh, man. Seriously.
Actually, a real side note. Our friend Joel actually knew another Michael Campbell that everyone called Cambo. I was very unhappy about it.
What? Did you kill him?
I did, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I actually stole his identity. My name's Patrick.
Yeah. Good work stealing Cambo. Yeah. I like the nickname. Yeah.
So did I.
Okay. This shall thought is by Title Town Rello. If I had a dollar for every time I packed a banana, thinking it'd be a quick snack, only to forget about it and have it get squished and stink up my backpack, I'd have like $13. This is a severe problem I have.
Yeah, you're a banana snack guy.
I'm a banana snack guy. Mm-hmm. My problem is, if I buy more than one banana,
yeah, it's going to go rotten.
Guaranteed the rest will go rotten. I might eat one.
Right.
And this is why I hate bananas, because they ripe so fast. Mm-hmm. They go from green to nothing.
Yep.
So I'll buy like a green one.
Yep.
Be like, okay, well, I have to remember to eat that later. When it's ripe.
Uh-huh.
That's so annoying. It's so hard to do. And it's really hard to get the ripe ones. You have to go at the right time of day at the shopping center.
I think what we have, what is kind of referred to as like single guy problems.
Which
is can't buy a bunch of bananas and you can't buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Because you will not get through them before they go off.
Well, or because now I put my bread in the fridge,
right.
Which is genius. Because mm-hmm. ever since I've done that, I don't think I've had a moldy loaf of bread.
Oh, Mr. Rich Man.
But
not eating moldy bread anymore. Jeez. You have won the lottery, haven't
Kemba,
you?
Kemba, are you eating moldy bread? You should stop doing that. It's probably really unhealthy for you.
Very sick.
Yeah. But it kind of tastes a little bit like almost stale. It's not stale, but it's
kind of crystallized.
It loses its moisture. And so then. So it's not. I either have moldy bread
or really bad.
Or really bad bread. So it's not really the high life. Look, when I win the lottery, I'll be buying bread every day.
I'll eat
a new packet a day. And I throw the scraps out to you.
Yeah.
But new one every day, Camber. That's a perk. You'll no longer be eating moldy bread. It'll just be dirty.
You don't have to throw in the dirt.
Yeah. But yes. Anyway, bananas are evil. Okay, I have another one.
Yep.
This is by Nemesis89. Okay. This one's actually super depressing.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Normally
this
shower thoughts like.
Going too well, so.
Uplifting, like, well, not uplifting necessarily, but like, oh, funny, ha ha ha, oh my god.
What a witty observation.
Check this one out, Cambo. Okay. One of us will attend 6 funerals and one of us will attend none, said my wife about her 6 siblings. That is such a depressing thought.
Yeah.
And I've never thought about something like that. Because then I was like, instantly, I'm like, oh my god, I have 3 other siblings. The exact same thing is going to happen to me. Ooh. It's like, wow, that's really...
Well, it's like a similar one I actually read the other day, because someone ran out the other day, and I know I shouldn't when I went on to the shows. But
yeah.
And it said, at one point, you were both the youngest person in the world, and at one point, you will be the oldest, like, as in, like, sorry, the last of, the first to be born and the last to die for that moment in time.
Yes. I did read that one also.
Yeah.
I think that's not quite what it said. There. Wait, I think it was the oldest person in the world would be the only person alive from when they were born. Every other person in the world is new except for them.
Right.
That's a pretty amazing concept.
Pretty much what I said.
Yeah, it's pretty. Look, look, Cambo. You said something.
And you can't deny.
That's all.
I filled up some airtime with something I said.
And that's all I can really ask from you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I've tried asking for more, but that's all I can ask from you. So, you know, thanks.
No, unless you find another co-host. I mean, you're stuck with this guy over here.
Yeah, I know. Nobody wants to, because they're like, oh, do you mean that show with that Cambo guy? I was like, yeah, but you're replacing him. Yeah, but I don't know. You've just given us such a bad name.
He's really left a stink on it, hasn't he?
Yeah. All right, let's move into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by Kath91. What human achievement do you want to see during your lifetime?
Ooh. I mean, the obvious ones are like cure for cancer and stuff.
What?
Right.
What do you mean obvious ones? I don't have cancer. Right now.
That isn't my problem. I'm sure. I'm 20 years.
Exactly. I'm sure my opinion will change, but right now.
I mean, I'm really sad that there's no real space exploration anymore, at least like human space exploration.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't say that word.
Look, all I can do. Anyway,
yeah,
sorry.
If you think you can host the show better than me, run in. Maybe you can say words. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty bad at it too, really. I stuffed up in the first second of the show, true. So I don't know anymore.
Yeah, people listen.
I don't know.
Yeah, like in some kind of space. Well, I mean, I'd love to see any kind of other sign of, you know, intelligent life or something. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good
one. It's not
really
human achievement. It's more them achieving intelligent life. Oh, but, you know, us discovering
it. We'll discover. I'm going to give you that one. Yes.
Technicality.
I think that's really cool. I did sort of think space exploration. Like, I would even just love to be alive when there's people living in Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, of course.
Because I feel like Elon. It's still kind of... Yep, get onto it, mate. Because I still feel like, you know, it's kind of up and down. And, you know, Elon was like, yeah, we'll definitely get there soon. But then I think he's like, yeah, maybe I overestimated
that. I'm going to go to South Australia and make this battery for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that'd be really cool. But I was also going to even go... for one that I think for the past however many years has always been a, what if they make this?
Right.
Flying cars.
Right. I think they're a dumb idea.
Oh, I think they kind of, well, I think our concept of what a flying car is,
right.
is a dumb idea.
Yeah.
So what I mean is like humans using flight individually as transportation.
Right, okay, so a craft.
Around. It could be some of that, because that's true. There's a flying car is a dumb idea, but I just mean flying transportation for one person that you could just get from one to another. And I think that would be, if you think about how cars made such an incredible difference in the world, just in terms of like employment and things, you know, you could, before that it was horse and cart. and you couldn't really go very far to work somewhere,
yeah.
you know, or you could, but it'd just be like a really long day for you. You wouldn't do anything else. So cars obviously allow you to get a lot further faster. You can live further out from the city
right.
and essentially still be part of it. And I think, again, you just have this same sort of thing with flight, that people would be able to move further, faster in a shorter period of time and really like change the world again. And then it'd be interesting to see if, particularly in Australia, if we expanded where we lived just because of that. Because we have a lot of open expanse.
We do, yeah.
And I know that's not necessarily all that needs to happen, because there's infrastructure and things that need to be in place. But
I've heard we're full.
yeah.
On some bumper stickers.
I've seen, have you seen, there's a, I saw like a heat map type thing
right.
of Australia, basically showing populations.
Right.
I think it might have been of the entire world, but obviously I looked at Australia.
Selfish.
And, you know, it's like around the border, obviously, there's like quite a lot of population, mainly in, you know, Melbourne, Sydney, and up the east side. But then it's just total, absolute nothingness for the rest of Australia. Like, there is so much space in Australia. And like I sort of mentioned before, obviously, there needs to be a lot of infrastructure further out. But I just wonder whether something as small as this... So, okay, this gets me on to another point. Friend of the show, Rowan, actually put me onto another podcast...
What?
Called,
No, I've told you now, no other podcasts.
Jesus. Sorry, I didn't mean to. It'll never happen again.
Yeah, good.
so it's called like 50 Things That Made the Modern Economy, saying. And it's really interesting things that you don't even, you might not even realize made the economy the way it is. And one of them is like electricity, paper money was another one, corporations was another one, which was really interesting to listen to because, you know, electricity and paper money, I can kind of understand the concept. Although money in general is just so interesting to how that was formed and what it really means. But, you know, the introduction of, corporations, I think it was corporations, something like that, where... It basically allowed a company to have a lot more shareholders, and for them to not be accountable for the business as such. And because of this, it just totally changed the world, basically.
Right.
And it's all these little things like that. So, I guess getting back to this question, what human achievement do you want to see during a lifetime? I would love to witness something that changes humanity completely again, right. you know, and there has been things like that, like the internet, for example, is definitely one that we've experienced in our lifetime.
I would say even kind of smartphones as well.
Yeah, probably smartphones. Yep. But so it's those ones. I want to see lots of those things. Yeah. You know, I'm really excited by when I see something
right.
that's like that, that has that potential to change the world and the way we all live. I reckon that's really cool.
Well, you mean human achievement? You know what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah.
And Harry Potter fan fiction porn.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You
normally send out messages to people that we mention on the show, right?
Yep.
Ask them to send it through.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, that's a good point.
we won't share it if you're listening.
We will.
Yeah,
we'll maybe read some excerpts that are sort of friendly-ish. Okay. All right, I have another one here. It's by Clever Descendant. If you were a dictator, what is the pettiest thing that you would be that would be punishable by death?
The pettiest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get annoyed by a lot of petty things, but I don't know, because obviously, I'm not someone that kills people normally.
Mm.
I mean, occasionally.
Sometimes.
But
okay, I think it's worded in a way like it. Basically, what's the pettiest thing somebody would pettiest thing somebody does that you hate.
Right.
Okay. That then, probably, if you're a dictator, yeah, you'd kill someone for.
That's what I was going to say. You have to obviously think in the mind of a dictator.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like people that, like, play their music in public.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but again.
That's a good one.
Yeah, more than actually, I was doing it today. I'm a hypocrite. But I was wearing some Bluetooth speakers, and they died actually in the car park of this building. Mm. So I literally just unplugged it, and it started playing. I just had it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then someone walked out of the elevator. I'm like, oh, no, I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, you're one of those people. And you're like, sup, bro? Yeah, cool music, up? Yeah? Fully sick subwoofer. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I do hate those people. I would say the dog Snapchat filter.
Right, okay.
I would be totally outlawed, and there would be, if I caught anyone doing it, mm-hmm. immediate death. Which, yeah. Look, lucky for most of the people in the country that I would control, mm-hmm. I don't have Snapchat.
That's true. So, yeah. It'd be very hard to monitor.
Exactly. It'd be like
you just.
It would only be if I was.
I imagine you'd be in a big palace and you go on your balcony, you'd be like, "Oi!" And you out there doing the filter, and they're like, "Oh no, Lord, no!"
Yeah.
Oh, all right, good. Don't.
But definitely
can't check it. But don't.
Yeah. I mean, I really hate it. I don't even want to risk seeing them.
You, that selfie you're taking over there, has it got a filter on it?
Yeah.
I'd have a dog filter.
Yeah. But the times that I've seen it the most mm-hmm. is actually on Tinder.
Right.
So.
Because it makes girls look so cute.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
What do you, on dating apps like that, what do you dislike more, the dog filter or the duck face? Obviously not duck filter, but the duck face.
Is there a duck filter?
No.
Oh, God. I
just realized it might be a complicated phrasing.
Okay. Oh, God. They're very close. Very close to get. I think to duck face might be slightly worse.
Right.
But I hate them both so much. But another thing that now that I think of it, now that I mentioned dogs.
Right.
It's people that don't pick up their dog's dog shit.
Yes, I saw that today.
Oh, my God. Freaking people. And do you know what I hate even more? It's like...
Dogs in general, it sounds like.
But they're people that... No. Dogs that... Look, I'm not a dog lover, but I don't hate dogs. They're okay. Anyway, I think that the people that are worse are the ones where... You know, have you ever been like... I don't know, maybe sitting in your car or something mm-hmm. and like parked maybe and somebody walks past with a dog does a shit and then the person kind of just takes a look around. Yep.
That's what I saw today.
Anybody? Nobody's looking. All right, I'm going to keep going. It's like, screw you. Screw you, buddy. Pick up your dog shit. Anyway.
Kill them all is what
you said. When you bought a dog, you signed up to picking up his shit, okay? That's what happens. You signed a contract that says that.
Signed a contract, much like Nelson and I signed a contract to be best friends.
Yeah.
You signed a contract, you pick up your dog shit.
Yes, exactly. All right, Kambe. That was Ask Reddit. But now we've got the making you love us questions. Making the listeners love us. We're up to question number 15. For any new listeners... we found some questions online by some professor guy who said that if you do these questions with a partner or somebody close to you,
yep.
by the end of them, you'll end up falling in love with each other.
Yes.
Or murdering each other. I ever tell you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
people don't know this, but every time we ask these questions, you brandish a knife.
Yeah,
exactly. Kind of generally pointed at me going, ugh.
Yeah. Just to let you know what's what.
Yeah, it's definitely getting murderous vibes.
Yeah. Okay, so question 15 is, what is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Of my life? I mean, gee, I haven't accomplished much.
That's what I was thinking.
Neither has been married or had a kid or bought a house. I mean, we've got really insignificant accomplishments.
I don't know. I mean, I know what you mean, but I don't I wouldn't think that when I have bought a house or even had a kid or even got married, I don't even consider those accomplishments.
No.
I think that's like things you can be super proud of course. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I would if those things happened to me, but I sort of don't feel like it's actually an accomplishment.
That we have something that we've been working on for a while that if it ever comes off, will probably be like our greatest accomplishment.
Yeah.
But we haven't done it.
Yeah, that's right.
This question's bumming me out.
Really?
I haven't achieved anything.
No, but you would definitely have. Okay, so just for example, we won a short film competition just under a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that honestly might be it. Yeah. Like, that might be my greatest accomplishment. Which is, I mean, it was great. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Our faces are in cinema foils at the moment. Which is a weird thing to think, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, it is pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess, I mean, honestly, it might be that.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't really know mine would be. Do you know what? I'm going to give us a pat on the back. Okay. And say this podcast is pretty.
Yeah, you know,
I think this is an accomplishment.
We've almost made 50 episodes, haven't we?
Exactly. Every episode is another accomplishment.
It's true.
We've had 45, 46 accomplishments. So, good on us.
I mean, some of them were not accomplished.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we've had like 40. but yeah. I don't know. It's a tough question, I reckon. True. Like, you know, unless you're... And I think a lot of people would have, you know, trouble saying what their biggest accomplishment was. So, listeners, write in. We always really like to hear your responses
for
this one.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your biggest accomplishment? Mm-hmm. Because
Is it listening to all 46 episodes of this show?
Because, well, that would be amazing. Mm. Because I think, you know, there's some things like... I would argue 90% of people... couldn't think of their biggest accomplishment in their life.
Yeah.
And I think it's unless you're somebody that's you know, you are Steve Jobs and you created the iPhone or whatever, yeah. You can say that's my biggest accomplishment. Well, he'd probably have plenty, actually. But, you know, aside from that, and I don't think that's to say that we don't accomplish things.
Yeah.
That other 90% doesn't, but it's just about, oh well, what's my greatest one, you know? Mm-hmm. When you've got something that's really friggin' great, then it's easy to point that out. But
yeah,
otherwise you just, like, you know, you accomplish things every day.
I guess it's also about how you kind of perceive yourself, because there's things that you may accomplish that you don't really see as accomplishments.
Yeah,
but of course they are. But
yeah,
in your mind that is the things that you've been doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Breathing.
That's true.
I've been accomplishing that. Good on me.
Been really slacking off on that, actually.
Yeah, you should get back to it. all right. Well, that was question 15. We're getting through them, Kemba. We're getting through them.
People kind of half love us now-ish.
Yeah, exactly. So now it's time for Ask Me Anything or Ask Us Anything. Where listeners just like you can write in and
just open my phone to get the email. I've still got hand bras on my screen.
Hand bras. That's not weird.
Don't mind if I bloody do nothing.
So we have a few questions here.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And we're still going through some backup, like they're a little bit backed up. So we're making our way through.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll go first.
Okay.
I got an AMA here from Amanda. Amanda's written in again. And she said, "Hey guys, still listening to the podcast and laughing, but now I have the most embarrassing question that I'm prepared to ask out loud." Before I get to the question, what do you think about people that go, "Yeah, I am still listening," because it is amazing that people are still listening.
Yeah.
And even people themselves.
That's an accomplishment.
Even people themselves are quite amazed. Like, you know, I'm actually still listening.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so weird.
Speaking of weird, how's this for a segue? Weirdest place you've had sex? She said, "Oh, and bear in mind, I'm going to get all judgy if all you can think of is a public toilet somewhere." Just saying.
That's really funny. Now I feel like, oh, is it really normal to have sex
in
a
public
toilet?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't. Yeah. But maybe I should.
Seems a bit glory holy, doesn't it?
I'm thinking maybe that's the next place I should have sex. Right. just to be part of that club. What's yours, Gambe?
Look, mine sounds interesting, but it's actually not that interesting.
Okay.
It's an elevator.
Okay.
Like between floors.
Okay.
Like it wasn't.
Wow,
it wasn't,
that was quick.
No, what is the thing? It wasn't.
We went from the first to the third floor. Yeah,
it wasn't comprehensive, shall we say?
Okay.
You know, it was, and then like it just eventually went elsewhere.
Okay.
But it was continued in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that in hindsight, there's probably like definitely a security camera in there.
Yeah, I think the security camera is in like every elevator.
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay.
What are you gonna do? That's probably the weirdest.
That's a pretty good one. I'm impressed with that. That's a good one. It's a good weird place to have sex.
I guess we're getting off the elevator in a different way, Nelson.
Yep, good one.
Because of sex.
Good one, Cambridge. Oh, because now I get it.
Yes, anyway. The elevator wasn't the only thing going down, Nelson.
Because
of sex.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it because you were going up.
Oh yeah, to our floor.
To your floor. Yeah. That wasn't the only thing going up, Cambo.
Because of erections.
Yeah.
It's probably the weirdest, I guess.
We're so pathetic. We just make each other laugh. The stupidest goddamn jokes in the world.
It's like anti-comedy, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, right, I have to answer this question.
Oh, yeah, where's
the
weirdest place you've had sex? I still think that it's not, mine isn't super weird.
No, that's a good, not weird. Weird is, I feel like, not the right term we're going for. We're going for interesting, most interesting place.
Yeah.
Even the question.
Because if they're like, where have you had sex? And you're like, oh, the inside of a whale. Like, well, that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Well, Jonah style.
Yeah.
Huh? That was a guy. He about where? Jonah?
Yeah,
Jonah lived in. Yeah. Oh, well, yep. Anyway.
There's your biblical reference for the week.
I think I haven't had sex in an interesting place at all. The only
time
outside I think of a bedroom, or a house rather,
right.
was on a street.
Okay.
Because...
Like I'm just picturing like the middle of the street as well.
Not... Okay, we're on like the footpath area.
Right.
And it was super awkward that it didn't go anywhere or last long because we were like, this is too hard and difficult I'm getting dirt.
I imagine it must have been, was it standing or was it like laying in the footpath?
It was standing and trying to lean against maybe a tree or a fence or something.
Yeah.
And then I think we tried, oh, well, this isn't really working. And then like laid down and then we were like, yeah, this is just dirty.
So, not in the good way.
Dirt
on me.
Yeah. She's like, oh, this is so dirty. And I'm like, yeah, I know. She's like, no, I'm really
it's
dirty.
In my thighs. Yeah.
So it wasn't really, I don't know. It was pretty good.
And look, I want to dispel some myths about sex, about cool places to have sex. Shower sex is bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
And
it's
car
so bad.
Sex is bad. Stop having both of these things.
Yeah, yeah. See, I haven't even had sex in a car.
It's not good.
Okay, I won't do it.
Because... the seatbelts digging
in. I mean, I could if I wanted to. Don't get me wrong. I could definitely...
Like, there's seatbelts digging in and buckles and it's not good.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there's a reason the beds are so
exactly.
good.
It's a bed. It's like, you know...
Like, give me a bed or give me an elevator. I don't mind.
Either one will do. I do... I don't know whether you could call this weird or maybe it's a little weird. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Inside of a whale.
So it was... in a bed.
Right.
That's pretty normal, you might say.
But the bed was in a whale.
But the bed was in a whale that was inside a bigger whale.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was my friend's bed.
Right.
So we went out, Fields went back to his place. Mm-hmm. We all sort of passed out in the lounge room.
Yep.
And then I went with a girl to his bedroom.
Right.
And slept with a girl there. Mm-hmm. And... the thing was, which probably made it a lot worse, is he kind of liked her as well.
Ooh.
So I had sex with a girl that he liked. But it wasn't like, I was like, you can't dibs. That's,
if
you can't like, oh, I saw her first. It's not how that works.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it was his bed. That's like a really bad thing to do. Mm. But
on his birthday, no less.
Yeah, it was. And his mother had just passed away. But you know what? You know what?
The car dibs a girl.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think he got over it. He's got another girlfriend now.
Did you speak to him?
No.
Maybe he didn't get over it.
But we did speak after that for a while.
He yelled at you for quite a while.
Can I just say as well, because I had spoken to this girl about the fact that he liked her, mm-hmm. He had no chance as well. So I think you can't blame me, okay? It's well, like if I said, no. Nobody can have Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Because dibs.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
No.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. Okay. No, look, it's fine. Look.
Good. Good.
You were self-internalizing a lot of this. I said very little, Nelson. So whatever you need to do to justify this to yourself.
Is this what it's like when you go to like a psychologist
or
something?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Essentially, that's what this podcast is.
Yeah. Okay.
We spend a lot of money on therapy.
Yeah. That's right. If anything, we make money. No, we don't. We don't make money. Okay. I have another AMA here by Holly Bollenbohr. And by the way, oh, wait. I'll just read the email. How about that? The question is, if you were a famous rapper, what would your stage name be?
Okay.
You're right. But before I do that, mm-hmm. I'll read the rest of the email. Answer to my question, because last week she asked us about the animal
hybrid.
Yeah. She said, I would have a penguin with the vocal cords of a cat and the lungs of the big bad wolf.
Oh, okay.
I would call it a Moen blower. Mowen blower.
Well, you've butchered that pronunciation.
I butchered that pronunciation. But you get it. Okay. Anyway, also, since you guys are always talking about jokes, I found one that went along with the Lovely Bunch of Coconuts episode.
Oh, okay.
What did the tornado say to the coconut tree?
I don't know.
Lift up your nuts. This is going to be one hell of a blow. I love your podcast.
That's cute.
You guys are so funny. I didn't even make this up. It's and incredible. This is the part that
we do normally make up ends of emails when we compliment.
We often do.
Yeah.
And you said my name right. That was the point that I wanted to really focus on here.
And by getting to that point, you butchered the pronunciation of the animal.
I did. Shit.
I mean, the irony. It's not lost on me. That's good because I actually don't remember how we pronounced her name. Because you know how I instantly
pronounced it correctly.
No, I'm saying that's good. Because if I probably would have read it wrong if I had read it.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have remembered. I instantly forget every episode as soon as I start recording. That's I forgot what our first read on Reddit was.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the question. If you were a famous rapper, what would your stage name be?
Look, I've always joked that because my initials are MC, that is like, you know, they're always MC, whatever. It'd be MC.
Oh.
But then maybe just McMook.
McMook.
Okay. I guess I'd have to be like Scottish themed.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that could be pretty funny.
Scottish rapper.
I could imagine people, you know, it would be like the name people would use to tease you. Like, you would call yourself, I'm MCMC.
Yep.
And it'd be like, he's more muck.
A rat and a kilt.
Yeah. And, I'm hearing bagpipes as well during this rap.
Obviously.
Okay.
Just think the Proclaimers, but a little more urban.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Okay. I'm thinking of two things. Mm-hmm. Going along with your initials type things, right. Mine's NA, which is often not applicable.
Right.
Okay. How do you think that? But you go for a rapper name.
Not applicable.
Not applicable.
I think it's not applicable to a rapper's name, to be honest with you.
Really? Yeah. I don't know. I reckon that's all right.
I'd call you Elling Slam, because you're slamming down all the sick rhymes.
Okay, good.
Cam Beat and Elling Slam.
Because what?
If we were a rap duo, that would be our name.
Do you know what? I need to think of famous rapper names.
Yeah.
Because then, okay, so you've got like Eminem.
Yep.
Classic. Yeah. Here, that's just
he did the initial thing, McMick.
Yeah, his initials. But he was smart with it. He spelt Eminem. And then there's like, what, like Snoop Dogg?
Yep.
See what? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you look at like Dr. Dre. Okay, let's go with Dr. Dre. His name is Andre. That's what he had, Dre. But before he was in NWA, he was in the Spin Doctors. And their gimmick was they used to dress up as doctors.
Yeah.
So he was Dr. Dre. That's how he got his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Can't really explain Ice Cube.
That's true. Okay. All right. So, look, I'm saying that my not applicable one is still okay.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overruling you.
Okay.
But
Mook Mook and not applicable.
So then if I'm going with I don't know, I'm trying to think of like personality traits, because there's Biggie Smalls as well. Mm-hmm.
And obviously like Tupac is just his name.
Yeah. Maybe or because I quite often stumble and stutter over my words on this podcast, it'd be something like that. Like
stumble. So yeah, you're stumble.
That'd be good also because lots of things rhyme with stumble.
That's true. Like you can be stumble. Mumble. I'll be mispronounce.
Okay, good. Yeah. Stumble and mispronounce.
Yeah.
I like it.
Get ready for our mixtape dropping next summer.
Yeah, where we stumble and mispronounce all the words.
Get a things.
Hey.
There you go. There's your very underwhelming answer.
All right. But Holly and other listeners, what's your rapper name?
Yeah. Or what would you call us if we were rappers?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let us know. I think it would be Stumble and Mess.
Obviously, yeah.
I think that'd be
it. Do you want to make up some kind of Photoshop album cover of Stumble and Mispronounce? You go right.
Hey, we're just saying. We'll give you royalties when we...
Imagine our first bit of fan art was Stumble and Mispronounce.
I would prefer Professor Fitness and Dr. Sports. Oh my God, that's what our rapper needs.
Oh my God.
Okay, anyway. well, that was it for another episode of Reddit on Reddit. Thanks for getting to the end. That's an accomplishment for you.
Yeah, tick it off.
Tick that one off the list. Probably your greatest accomplishment. Because this episode was woeful. So. It's like, if you can get through our worst episode, that has got to be your greatest achievement.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
We had a pretty good one last week. What do you expect?
Yeah, maybe this is how we get more listeners. Because then if somebody gets that question in their life, hey, what's your greatest accomplishment? I listened to these guys, it was a terrible episode. More listeners, that's how we get them, Cambo.
Worse content, more listeners.
Exactly, that's how it works, right? All right,
even worse than ending shows.
Whatever, I don't know. What are they gonna do, fire us? All right,
let's do the things. All the things
What
the things that we say at the end.
Oh, okay. If you would like to write into us, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast, at gmail.com, at Twitter, at Facebook, and on our subreddit. You can reach us all those places. Answer any and all questions. Ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
we have a Reddit thread that is Ask Us Anything as well. Feel free to comment on that thread.
Yeah, on that thread.
At the top.
On our subreddit. And...
rate us on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, rate us on
iTunes. Subscribe.
We went over that last week, though, which was, you know what, listen to us a few times and then subscribe.
Yeah, if it's your first one, give it two more.
Yeah.
If you still like it, subscribe.
Exactly. I think that's what we should encourage. Look, this episode, you might be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give it another couple.
Yeah.
And then subscribe.
You know what, our new thing, if this is your third episode, subscribe.
So, okay, yeah, I like that. All right. Third episode, subscribe. Do it. All right, thanks. Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will read you later.